Kendall Jenner's being accused of cultural appropriation once again. This time, it's a reaction to her, like, really tone-deaf ad. She's this new tequila. And in the ad for the tequila, she portrays herself like she's part of the Mexican culture. And she's struggling with the people that are making her tequila. But it's so obvious. Like, we're not idiots. We know who she is. She's not, like, some unknown entity. Like, she's making money off of these people. She's making money off of their culture. The fact that Kendall Jenner even has a tequila is the most bizarre thing in the world. Like, go make a rosé.
So like off brand.
It's so off brand. Like, go make a rosé like the rest of the Real Housewives. Like, tequila? What? Why?
Because that's how people are getting rich, is getting behind tequila or rum or vodka, some one of those.
Right. So go do vodka. Go do gin. I mean, I think I just read that Ryan Reynolds, the company that he's stumping for, the gin company, they just sold for something crazy like $610 million.
Yeah, like Sammy Hagar sold Mass Tequila for like $1 billion. I mean, it was some crazy number that he got for that.
Wow.
So, yeah, people are making money off tequila and whatever random stuff.
Which I guess is fine. She can make money however she wants to, and people could either buy the tequila or not. But it's just the idea that the ad she had for it is really tone deaf, especially after the last time she had an ad that was super tone deaf. So let's talk about the ad first. Let me show you the ad to the people that are watching us on Twitch and to people listening to us on our podcast and our radio show. I'll tell you all about it.
You'll hear the audio.
Yeah, you'll hear the audio. Well, there's not a lot of audio, but it's... So the first image you see like Mexican people with hats toasting, and she's got the tequila and they're kind of like in the fields, and there she is with the same hat drinking the tequila. And this is the short version of it, but there's a longer version where she's like walking around the fields and she's dressed up as if she's like some, you know, Mexican. The way she's dressed is so completely inappropriate. Just dress like you. You know, wear one of your slutty dresses.
Mm-hmm.
If I was making this ad, I would not say dress like the people in Mexico do and act like one of them. I'd be like, you know what? Wear one of your slutty high-end dresses that are too short, too tight. It's you. That's your brand. And walk around in your stupid heels with all your makeup on and just, you know, let them like sit down with them and have tequila. Let's make this like, you know, we're doing something together.
Mm-hmm.
This really comes across like it's major cultural appropriation. Like she is just taking on their, and she's dressed in a way that she would never dress in a million years. So that's the first issue with it. And then, so of course, you know, as you know, social media, of course, is like the voice of the people. Somebody tweeted, "You've got to be kidding me. Leave it to Kendall to be as tone deaf as possible. This is so offensive, modeling that chic migrant worker look for her tequila brand. Watch her cry and say she didn't know later on for the 100th time." Another tweet that I thought was interesting. "Me as a Mexican, I'm begging y'all that live in the U.S. do not consume Kendall Jenner's tequila, because what she's doing is called cultural appropriation. She's making it hers. Listen to us Mexicans and we tell you this is wrong. It is our culture. We don't want a white woman profiting from our culture." So that's those tweets, I feel like, really summed up the feeling most people had about this situation. So before I tell you what happened next, what do you think of the ad? Do you think that her dressing like a migrant worker is like...
No, I think it's stupid. I think she's dressed like she would be in a field in the back of a truck. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. It's fine.
But that's not how she dresses. That's not who she is. That's the thing. If that's who she was on a regular basis, you'd be like, oh, okay, that's just Kendall Jenner doing her thing. I have never seen her now. Go to her Instagram page. She's always in tight little dresses, high-end designers, and little tiny bikinis. Period.
Mm-hmm.
Period. That's it.
But she dresses differently when she's not in front of the camera. She's wearing jeans and a t-shirt.
But this is in front of a camera.
Yeah, it's fine. It looks like the look of the commercial. She's dressed as the look of the commercial. It's tequila. It's made in Mexico. There you go.
Right. Well, I have a problem with it. I feel the same way everybody else does. To me, this is like this is the ultimate cultural appropriation, because we know that she's the one that's going to be making the hundreds of millions of dollars as if she needs more money. So there's that. The thing that people were saying, people who were defending her, people who really love her, her fans, were saying, listen, this is no different than The Rock and George Clooney promoting their tequilas. They did the exact same thing. So let's take a look at The Rock. So this is the Rock's ad. The Rock, I don't know if you know, he has a tequila. And this is his ad for his tequila, which even the music is kind of similar. The look is similar, where they show the agave, you know what I mean? It's all very much the same.
Yeah, I wonder if she looked at this commercial and said, do it something like that.
I'm 100% sure they did.
So the process is really fascinating. Considering Teremana is the tequila of the people, I wanted to
say music.
Implement the highest quality of craftsmanship. To preserve the natural flavor.
So there's the workers, and they're handing each other, as he's talking, they're handing each other the agave, and they have the hats on, and they look like migrant workers, and they're making him his tequila.
Brings out the sweet citrus flavor of our Highland agave.
This hour.
The key
again, he's not.
Our Teremana to taste
he's not one of. He's not one
fresher.
Of them.
Mm-hmm.
So he's a rich
gorgeous,
celebrity.
Small copper pot stills were custom made, built by hand, with a hammer. Very long detail process.
Yeah, which they told him. He doesn't know that this is built by a hammer, built by hand. They had to tell him this. He's making it sound like he really worked hard with these people building this with a hammer.
What?
So people compared.
You don't know if he put his money in to build this and he's giving jobs where there wasn't jobs before. We don't know the inside of it.
But that's not the problem. The problem isn't that he has a tequila. I think it's great that these celebrities are buying companies and giving people jobs that didn't have jobs before. It's the fact that they are inserting themselves in the lives of these migrant workers. Okay, so that one is pretty much the same as Kendall Jenner's.
But that's how The Rock dresses.
No, here in this one, but then there's a whole... I didn't get the whole video because it's like 5 minutes long. And he's in the field with them and they're wearing the hats and they look like... migrant workers. I mean, it's real cliche. It's I think equally offensive. Now here's the George Clooney one that people were also saying, well, you know, George Clooney and his partner Randy Gerber also have a tequila. They have Casa Amigos. Mm-hmm. And their ad is pretty much the same thing as Kendall Jenner's ad. So how is it any different?
The same vein as everybody else's.
Right. This is the Casa Amigo one.
One we'd be proud to pass around.
I mean, they're literally in a field with migrant workers.
Wasn't meant to leave our house.
Same exact thing.
But since we made this for friends.
Wearing the hat.
We thought it wouldn't hurt to make a few more.
You know, now they're sitting on agave.
Grab a glass, amigo.
In the middle of the field.
Our tequila is your tequila. Our casa is your casa.
Yeah, there's the field itself.
It's the same commercial.
Yeah, it's all the same commercial. So people are saying, how is it any different? And my answer is, it isn't. That's equally as offensive. I'm offended by all three of those things. I mean, people are offended. People should be offended by that because, again, that is the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
So the defense of, well, The Rock did it and George Clooney did it. Right. They shouldn't have done it either. Like, it's not right for them. And it's also not right for her. It's not right for any of them to take on somebody else's culture in order to sell a tequila.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you and I were selling a tequila, we wouldn't suddenly be in the middle of a field with a bunch of migrant workers. No, we would be in a radio station getting wasted and having like a boss catch us or, you know, whatever. We would be in our brand. We would be doing our tequila our way. And I don't understand why these celebrities didn't do that.
I guarantee all three of these companies have the same agency.
Probably.
And they said, okay, we have an idea, and they did it for all three. We're gonna fly you down to Mexico. We're going to put you in a field. This is our idea. So the celebrities aren't coming up with this commercial. I guarantee it.
Right.
It's gone through an agency, 4,500 meetings, test shoots. It's a whole thing.
It's the same fields. It's the same actors playing migrant workers.
The same agave, even. They just they had leftover agave.
Fake agave.
Yeah, it's the same agency. There's one huge agency that comes up with this crap, and they just redo it for everybody, and that's what they did.
Right, but if I was Kendall Jenner, I would say, you know, hang on a minute. This all feels very familiar to me. And if we had a Wayback Machine, we'd be playing the Wayback music right now, because now Anthony is about to play for you something that is kind of familiar, where Kendall Jenner has been in this position before, apologized, cried about it, say that she was going to learn and change and be different. And that was that Pepsi ad, in case you forgot.
Kendall was visibly upset on Sunday's premiere of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. The backlash from the politically charged commercial, which aired in April and was almost immediately pulled, made the 21-year-old model very emotional. She expressed her regret to big sister Kim Kardashian.
I genuinely feel like and I have no idea how I'm going to bounce back from it.
This is the first time you've had a scandal. The only thing you can really do is just be like real and honest, because you can't ignore it.
When the commercial first aired, sources familiar with Kendall's Pepsi contract told ET she was, quote, devastated by the controversy.
Right. She made it all about her. Even like when she apologized, she was crying and she was like, I don't know what I'm going to do next. I don't know how I'm going to come back from this. This is the worst thing that ever happened to me. I just want to crawl in a hole. This is not about you. This is about the people you offended. If you remember the Pepsi ad, it was a Black Lives Matter statement. Mm-hmm. And she burst through this crowd of black people as like the white savior. And she hands a Pepsi to the cop. Like, if I give you a Pepsi, because I'm me, I'm going to solve race relations. You know, and it was so horrifying that right after people saw it and reacted, the fact that Pepsi ran it and no one there was like, you know, this is a little offensive. Maybe we shouldn't run this. They waited until the entire country was like, are you fucking kidding me? Then they pulled the ad like almost immediately. And then the apologies were like flowing. And even she apologized. And when she apologized, she said something like, I've learned, I'll never do it again. I'm going to learn from this mistake. I understand how a cultural appropriation is. Cut to a couple of years later, here she is doing it again.
And same thing with Pepsi. This is an advertising agency who says, listen to us. This is what we do. Look at all of our awards. We do this for a living. We have it all planned out. This is what we're going to do. And even if you bring up, I don't really want, no, awards. Look at our awards. Right. You have no awards. You go do your stupid reality show. That's the only thing you're popular for. We do ads. That's what we do.
But that tells me that the people at the ad agencies that you keep talking about, there's not one black person and one Mexican person in the room. Because if somebody in the room was black or Mexican, they'd be like, hi, over here. So this ad, super offensive. So it tells me it's a bunch of white people who are just kissing Kendall Jenner's ass, so happy she's working with us.
Yeah, we don't know that. I mean, it goes through many different meetings. I made commercials. I know how many meetings they go through.
I'm not saying they didn't go through meetings. I'm saying they didn't go through the meetings with the right people. They didn't run it by people who they were offending or targeting in these ads. I'm just saying it's completely tone deaf. And the fact that Pepsi apologized afterwards, it's like, if you had so many meetings, you didn't realize beforehand that what you're putting up there is incredibly offensive, even to everybody and not just people of color.
No, they don't think about that. They just want the money. They want the money. Yeah. They want the person's name on it.
But interestingly enough, she doesn't get canceled. She still has fans. People keep buying her products. And yeah, she doesn't get canceled. The only way, this is one of those situations that she's not going to get canceled. She's Kendall Jenner. She's not going anywhere. But you have to just decide with your wallet. You know, I'm not going to buy that tequila. I'm not going to buy her products. I'm going to shop. You know, if I shop, I'm going to shop small. Remember, we had Carol Roth on the show talking about small business. So if anything, if you want to buy stuff, go find a small business and go support them.
Well, you shouldn't buy it because it's off brand. It's not her brand. You know, right. It's not George Clooney's brand to have a tequila. It's not The Rock's brand to have a tequila. They just do it. So,
right.
But I was in a liquor store today and I'm walking around like a zombie going, I don't know what to buy. So if there's The Rock's tequila there, I might try it.
What about, do you know, Post Malone has a rosé? That's my favorite thing. It's hilarious. Like when I think of rosé, I don't think of Post Malone, which is hilarious.
No, that's great. I mean, because when I'm buying rosé, I don't know what to buy. I don't know what to buy, which tequila.
Ask the person at the liquor store. They're the expert.
They don't know. They have 70. There is so much they alcohol.
Do
know.
No, you're wrong. They do. In fact, what's really interesting is I've been to many liquor stores to buy stuff for friends, like as gifts. The people there who work there, they've gone through tastings. They know the background of all the wines and the tequila. You get a little history. People that own liquor stores, like at least in my neighborhood, they really know their stuff. And they'll explain like, this rosé is a little more sweet. This one's a little more that. This one's from Argentina. And that here's why that's special right now.
That might be fine in Chelsea. But in the South, it's a good old boy standing behind a counter wondering why I have a mask on.
why do you have a mask on and why aren't you buying Jack Daniels?
It's so funny because all I do when I go to the liquor store is I get the little bottles, the little airplane bottles, because they're $1 each and I'm cheap and it's a shot and that's all I need. So I get different ones to try it and I find which one I want. So I walk up and I start looking because there's 75,000 different ones. And the minute I walk up, the guy goes, "You ready yet?" The hell are you talking about? I haven't even looked.
He's used to men walking in. They know what they want. They walk over. They grab a bottle of Absolut. They put it down. That's what they're having. They don't need to shop. You don't go to a liquor store. Men don't go to liquor stores to shop. They know what they want. If it's wine, their woman sent them and they told them what to get, like where you're from. Mm-hmm. It's different here, but where you're from, it's like you don't need nobody needs to look around a liquor store in South Carolina.
Yeah, they don't have wine in there. They just have moonshine. There's a whole section of moonshine.
Right.
It's a section of legal and illegal moonshine. So I'm not going to ask Bobby Jack behind the counter which
tequila prefers.
Is the best, because Bobby Jack is looking at me like I got 14 heads because I'm the only one who's been in there all week with a mask on.
With a mask on and taking more than like a second to just grab a bottle and put it down the counter.
I'm there for like 5 minutes because I want to look at every bottle. I want to see what. No, they come on. Let's go. Come on.
Something's
come on.
With you. Yeah.
And then I put
as long to decide.
And then I put six bottles down and the guy's just like, "Oh, me. Now I got to ring every single one of them up." You know, can't you be a man and just get that whole bottle?
Yeah. Get the fifth.
That's why I don't like going. I just wanted a little. Anyway, so no, in the South, they have no idea which tequila to get. So if the Rock's, if there's a stand up of the Rock holding a tequila and smiling, I'll probably end up buying it. If there's a Jenner and she's hot as hell and looking cute holding a bottle, I might buy that one too.
You're not buying Kendall Jenner tequila in the South. You're going to get your ass kicked.
If Kendall Jenner was a stand up holding a bottle, gun to my head, I couldn't tell you if it's Kendall Jenner or some other brunette. I have no idea.
I know.
It's just a hot chick holding a bottle. That's all I see.
Yeah, but her name is on it. And if you buy that in the South, especially where you live in South Carolina, which is deep, deep South, they are kicking your ass. You better just grab a bottle of not even Jim Beam. Don't even go for the Jack Daniels. That's the highfalutin stuff. Get a bottle of Jim Beam and get the heck out of there.
It's a fancy New York stuff right there. You don't need that. No, I live next to a town, a whole part of the South. They don't even have police. Because really? They don't call the police. If you screw up, they take care of it.
Oh, okay.
So there's no cops. If you go in to rob that liquor store, they don't call 911. They call Billy Bob.
Right.
And Billy Bob gets his boys and they come and beat you up. So I'm not going to go in there and start talking to Billy Bob about which is his favorite, you know, Chardonnay.